After the deadly white nose syndrome was found in a bat in the state of Washington, Idaho is now stepping up protections against the fungus. Samantha Wright has more.
Idaho Fish and Game says it's working to prevent the fungus from coming here while at the same time making preparations in case it does show up. It's creating an interagency response plan for Idaho. The department says there are 14 bat species living in the state. At least half hibernate here. White nose syndrome kills hibernating bats. Fish and Game says so far, swab samples collected from Idaho bats and their caves have tested negative for the fungus. Idaho is in its second year of participating in the North American Bat Monitoring Program. The spores that cause the fungus can linger for years and can be transported on equipment, shoes, and clothes of people in caves. Fish and Game instructs cave visitors to always decontaminate their clothes and gear and to stay away from bat hibernation sites. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.